Hey everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin, Jack, O'Danny, and Inca. On this episode, failure. I did not fail to mention Inca's name, so it's
because you learned from your past failure.
I learned from my failures.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. Thank you. So we are going to be learning about failure today, Jacko. Besides expecting the unexpected, what can we expect from this episode today?
I think we should expect a lot of great answers on why failure is not the end. And I feel like there's a lot to process because I think at the end of this episode, we got a cliffhanger.
Oh.
How about you, Danny? How about you?
What could it be?
On this episode, we will learn what is the meaning of being lonely. Oh, okay.
That wasn't even like blended.
Is this the
like,
meaning I need to
failure.
Yes.
Failure.
Tell me why.
Anyway, in this episode, we really enjoyed all the questions that everybody sent in. Also, please expect the unexpected.
Sige na nga. Hey everybody, welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jacko,
Danny,
and Inca.
On Call with Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inca.
Danny, good job on not forgetting Inca there, okay?
Thanks. Wow, Jus. I'm so glad that you're like the not forget Inca police.
If you would like to know why this is super defensive, please listen to our previous episode.
Inca, you know, I'm always going to defend you naman, Inca.
I'm so tired of it, Justin.
You know it.
You always say the same thing.
You know it.
But you never change.
You're in the podcast, Inca. The podcast that is in the top 200 charts.
I can't believe you.
We are officially in the top 200.
What number are we?
We're 180.
180.
As of this recording. Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll take it. Heck yeah.
And we jumped. So that's good.
Trending, right?
Trending podcast. We're on number 42.
Guys, so sweet.
Trending tayo. Trendsetters tayo.
How long have we been doing this? Just the podcast.
Oh, wow.
At least.
Officially like a year, I guess.
A year.
Holy cow.
A year. And a lot of people would have like, in a way, given up midway. You know, their goal was to be in the list, but they're not on the list. You know, and we have our moments wherein we thought, you know, we were like, hey, you know what? We should restructure. We should do this. We should do that. But, you know, we kept going, which brings us to the topic for today.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Correct.
No, parang ganun din yun. One man's failure is another one's success.
Yeah, kasi
opportunity.
No. To be fair, that is a correct thing because, like, what I always tell people nga is there are a lot of people who want to be where we're at.
True.
That's exactly it.
I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but imagine it as the most hip club ever, and it's packed to the brim, packed to the door, and then all the way to the curb. There's still a line, right?
Parang MRT lang.
Parang ganun. The moment that you step out for whatever reason, someone will take your place.
Yeah.
So in a way, what Danny said is correct. But I think today, it's a whole different kind of, it's more of an emotion. It's more of something that a lot of people think of as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But in fact, it's only a bad thing when you quit. But we'll get into it today because our topic today is failure.
Failure.
And we have a lot. Like all of us are not
failures.
to a certain degree.
At one point in time.
Continually.
Everyone is.
I think it's part. And this is why I wanted to do this topic long because I think it's like regret. But we have this like really heavy kind of title
word.
Regret.
Yeah.
But honestly, there's such a different side of it that people are missing out on just because it's a heavy word. Right? Failure.
Yeah.
And especially during a time wherein, you know, we want to give everyone a prize because like we don't want them to feel like failures.
True.
I think this is also a moment to take a step back and realize that that is a part of success.
Mm. Yeah.
We'll get into that in today's episode at least.
Well, what do you think about that? Like, because that's a big thing now, right? A lot of participation awards and certificates and stuff. And the older generation always feel like, you know, you're making the kids soft and all that stuff because you have to get them used to these things. Now everyone gets a trophy for just doing the bare minimum, blah, blah, blah. And I get what you mentioned about, like, we don't want people to feel like failures because it also discourages them. But then at the same time, like, I kind of 50-50 with that, like, we should be inclusive and all these things, and kind of 50-50 where I don't think everyone should get a trophy for everything that they do, is because I think people need to get used to failure. I think a big reason why there's so many young people who fear failure now is probably because they kept getting all these awards for certain things, and they're not used to the feeling of failure.
You know what? Initially, when you were saying it in my head, I was like, I totally agree. But then I remembered an experiment, psychological experiment, wherein they took the dumbest students of a class, right? Yep. They put them in a section. And this is, if I'm not mistaken, this was factual, right? They actually did this. And they told that group of students, you are the smartest of the batch. You are
and they
best.
And they performed better than they
and
should
they,
be. Yeah.
And they performed better than the pilot class of the batch.
And of course, only the stupidest students would believe that, right?
Oh, man.
I get what Inka's saying. Na parang you shouldn't dull the blade, right? Our iron sharpens iron, right? Experiences in life make you a fighter, diba? Right. And sometimes you need to take some of those blows so that you toughen up. But given that also other side of the spectrum, na parang we are what we believe to be.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right? Sometimes when you tell us that you are something, there's a placebo that forces us to believe that. And that alone is enough for us to embody it.
And that's why I think it's both. My answer to that is always, I don't get why it should be one or the other. I think the mistake is that both sides think they're correct. Like, hey, we should give everyone an award because, like, of studies like this, that, like, yeah, see, if we give that person an award, it's this. But that's not applicable in the real world, right? Like, that's applicable maybe for that study, right? But, like, the implications of that in reality might not be the same. They might expect to be, you know, it's kind of like the emperor has no clothes kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
Danny, are you stupid?
It's stupid. But it's both, diba? Like, I feel like there is a middle ground where in our education system, I mean, okay, to go to that briefly, because I was just talking about that with someone. I feel like the educational system as it is, it fails certain people who have a hard time learning, right? Like, because not everyone's fit to have that kind of learning. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that we shouldn't coddle people and show them that, hey, look, you have to be able to understand why you failed.
Yeah.
And you have to understand what you can do to make it better, because there are levels in life, and especially outside, that you have to adapt to.
Yeah, and that's why it's 50-50 for me. Because, like,
same.
You know, the fear of failure and encouragement, it's like, it's not just like one or the other. It's not like a hard line in between. It's like a balancing act. In the same way that the experiment that Danny was talking about, I heard a story about this man who wasn't really like the best student. He was very lazy and all that stuff. And then he went and took the SATs. And then when he got a score back, what's the highest score for the SATs?
Oh, I don't know now, but when I was taking it, it was 1600. Now I think it's like a little over, yeah.
So let's say 1600, right?
Yeah.
This guy got his test scores back and he scored like 1400 out of 16. Yeah. Good one. Yeah. Wow. And then he was just like, oh my gosh, I'm a genius. So he started kind of like, you know, I don't want to put this potential to waste. So he started studying harder. Instead of cutting classes, he started attending classes because he saw like, oh my gosh, I can do this pala. Yeah. And then he graduated like one of the top students in his class. He got a really good job in a really good company and, you know, basically turned his life around from when he was a student. Mm-hmm. And then years later, he got something in the mail that said like, oh, you were one of like a percentage of students from this year who took the SATs and received the wrong score. Your actual score was like 500. Parang ganun. It's the same.
But because he thought
Because he
that.
Believed that he was a genius, he started acting like one. You know what I mean? It's actually, not like he was awarded a fake participatory trophy.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Like to move on a tangent with this topic, it really shows the power of the mind.
Yeah.
And that's why placebo itself is such an effective thing, like in medication, because what your mind believes the body can conceive, diba? I don't know if you believe
the mind is the most powerful thing. This is when we can jump into the first question.
By the way, we've been doing this since the last episode, and I think it's very effective because, one, we get to interact somehow with the people that listen to this podcast.
Part
and
of the group, yeah.
We love to hear it, so join our group. We do have a Facebook group.
Yeah, that's
we,
where the usually, questions are from?
Correct. Yeah. So what is the first question, Jess, on the list?
First question is failure the end? Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements?
Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements?
Followed by I canta pala yon.
Yes. It's good that you admit. Thank you. Thank you for that. Is failure the end? Well, I think, Min, that's up to you.
If I were to answer that seriously, my answer would be a quote that I heard once. It's, there is no such thing as losers, only quitters.
So when you quit smoking.
There is no such thing as losers, only quitters. You are only a failure when you have
when you
given
quit.
Up.
Yeah. I was going to say something similar. Yeah. And I think that is correct because people think failure is the opposite of success when it is a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is like, absolutely a part of it.
That based on the success. Yeah.
Correct. Well, actually, Justin put it best. Like, it's not the end until you make it the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It ain't over till it's over.
Baby, it ain't over till it's over.
I saw a tweet nga by Zachary Levi, and he put nga, don't beat yourself up for not being there yet. Pat yourself on the back because you're on your way.
Yes.
And that's where most of us are. Like, lalo na when I hear it from like young kids, you know, and I've been in this earth for a little bit longer than they have, and I've heard it from pretty much everyone. And I'm like, ang bata mo pa. Like, there's so much life that you're gonna live, and why are you stomping on yourself right now? Rather than doing that, I think part of failure is learning from your failure. Like, one of the first things I've ever learned in this business is that dapat alam mo kung bakit ka nag-fail. Yun yung sabi ng like one of my early mentors. Because if you don't know, then you've just failed.
You're
you never learned
it.
If you don't know, now you know.
That's true.
Now you know. And knowing
is half the battle. No, that's true. Diba? I always get these questions then like on TikTok or on my Twitter. Correct. People ask me like, how do you handle? Like, is this the end? Mga ganyan. And I'm just like, you know what? What I always say is you only truly fail if you stop there. If you stop trying, then you have truly failed. Because if you keep trying, you always give yourself a chance for success. As an example, all of my voiceover videos that have brought me to where I am today, I didn't start doing those voiceover videos just in 2020.
Yep.
You know, Justin knows this. I've been uploading this on my Facebook for years. Like, I started in like, what, 2016?
About
or something like that?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I started in 2016 or 2015. Actually, 2015 nga ata or something like that. My first video, I came up with the idea called Everyday Voiceovers, where I do like everyday mundane stuff and then I add a voiceover to it to just like, you know, spice it up. So like I'm cooking breakfast. I'll take a video of myself cooking breakfast and I'll be like, what do I want to eat today? I feel like eating tocino because I love tocino with my fried rice. Yung ganun. Just like I make a video.
Which now would have been like a million views for.
Yeah. You know, and before I uploaded it and after a month, it's got 300 views.
Yeah.
Just 300. Not 300,000, 300. And what did I do? I just kept making these videos for years. I didn't stop. Every time I thought of an idea, I'll make a video. I'll do a video of me doing like a weather report, like as a computer or whatever. And it didn't take off after a year. It didn't take off after 2 years. In 2017, I was just like, okay, it's nothing's happening to it. Did I stop? No. You know what I mean? I just kept making. And then eventually.
Question. So back then though, because it was always my perception that you were just doing them for fun, right? So I wasn't sure if you were trying to make these viral videos or not. So what was the headspace behind that? Were you trying to make them viral back in the day? Or was it mostly just a for fun project for you?
It was for fun/for practice and to get jobs. That's really my main
goal. Like a portfolio.
Yeah. That was my main goal.
That's good.
Yeah. It was sort of like my fun way to kind of, because everyone has reels. Yes, all the voiceovers have reels, but all the reels sound the same.
True.
I wanted to be different. I wanted to present it in a different way. So I was just, you know what? I'll make videos.
Okay.
To show producers that this is what my voice can sound like. I can sound like this. True. I can sound like that. Blah, blah, blah. I'm presenting it in a different way. And if it went viral, that's good. But all I wanted was to be kind of top of mind for the studios for voiceovers.
Which is
I wanted
smart.
To get more
Which
jobs.
Is smart. I mean, for people who are trying to do that right now and you're not trying to hit a million subscribers or whatever, that's a great way of doing it because that's bold. That's a brave way of showing your clients like, hey, you're doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just on a tangent of that, because we're thinking like, hey, if you quit, it's the end. It's also not. To be fair, an example would be like, let's say I wanted to be, my dream was to be a basketball player, right? And talagang walang wala. And it's, you know, obviously I failed, right? Like I quit that. But then I discovered, well, true story na lang, I was supposed to be a doctor. Like that was my thing. But at least hindi naman basketball. Parang hindi nakapanipaniwala. But the doctor thing, I wanted to be a doctor. I studied to be one. I did everything that I could. But my test results were good enough for a school that I didn't want to get into. Mm. And so I realized, hey, if I wanted to become a doctor, I shouldn't be choosy about the school because my goal is supposed to be helping people. So anyway, I felt like, I went back home to the Philippines. I felt like I failed, right?
Yeah.
But then I just discovered another thing to succeed in. Like failing in one thing and quitting in one thing doesn't necessarily mean it's the end.
Yeah.
Again, you make it the end. And sometimes you just pick up where you left off. Sometimes you find something new to succeed in. So yeah, just to give it, you know, a little bit more perspective on the end part. But yeah, what Inka's saying is correct. A lot of people who are successful, people think it's an overnight success, but it takes years to be that overnight success. Mm-hmm. And
try and try until you die. I mean,
until you go viral.
Until you go viral. Yeah.
Until
you succeed, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's on the road to success is what it is. Let's go to the second question.
So by Woogie. Woogie! Sabi niya, what does failure mean to you? Would you consider it as something negative or positive?
I think we've already established that it's not a negative. It's only a negative if you decide it is.
Yeah.
Well,
or
I
it feels negative.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing.
It feels negative, but it's a part of a positive process if you learn from it.
Sure. Yeah, like okay. But here's the thing. We sort of need to bring this into, I guess, another territory too, right? Because if we're only talking about your self-development, sure. Okay, that makes sense. But we also have to take into account that our actions also impact other people, right?
Okay.
So our failures, so for example, if there are people who are depending on us and we fail, and especially if we fail just because, I don't know, we're lazy, then that is you letting other people down too. So fine.
Correct.
For your own realization and for your own growth, definitely. But you can't take one without the other because you're not just failing yourself. You're also failing other people. Yeah. You're also depriving other people of the opportunities that they can use to springboard themselves and their own careers, right? So you need to find that balance there too.
Yeah.
It sort of goes into the medal, like a participation medal for everyone kind of thing. If we're only like, oh, guys, don't worry, just fail. You know what I mean? I'm always very wary about saying, yeah, just go out there and fail.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you said that. It's because I'm speaking from a very privileged, like I don't have any weight on me. I don't have any, like my only responsibilities to myself at this point. Like I don't have kids.
Yeah.
I'm not married. I don't have to, you know, I don't have all these.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to like do that.
Yeah. So that's true. That's absolutely right. I'm glad you brought that up.
And I think it's more about perspective. I think Inka put it best. Like there's a negative feeling and emotion that comes with failure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't see anyone that fails and goes like, ha ha ha.
Yes, I failed.
It is part of success, guys. No, it's a heavy feeling. It sucks.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing that I kind of don't like nowadays is that we create this idea of being positive is lumped together with toxic positivity. And just because other people, like they feel it harder or they feel the emotion harder, but some of them don't know how to maneuver from it. But honestly, the real toxic positivity is how you talk to these people. Because like some people just say, okay lang yan, kaya mo yan, diba? Like sometimes you have to be empathetic. So it's a whole different thing. But to be positive, to see hope is something that goes with any failure, regardless of who you are, how heavy it is. You have to have some sense of hope because if that's the only thing that you're clinging on to, then at least it's something that can still take you somewhere. But if you feel hopeless, then that's when, you know, you ask for help, right? It's really never the end with that thing. I read somewhere, fail just means the first attempt in learning. Like, that's what fail is.
First attempt.
And unless you fail a lot, okay, then yeah, that's like first, second, third, you know. That's
freaking
like a fail. Yeah, trail. But I think, yeah, I think we come from a very privileged kind of, and we have to admit that, you know,
of
it's
course.
Great that, yeah, it's something that is there. But even from that, and you kind of want to talk to people then who have a different experience, because like, for example, I used to teach in a public school, like, you know, it's like an Ateneo thing, and you get the opportunity to teach. I was teaching this kid, and then we visited the parents. We had a parent-teacher thing, and I visited their home, and then I realized that the parents, you know, they work in the market, and you know, they have 11 kids or 12 kids.
Intense.
And they live all in one room on the second floor. And that kid's parents also went to the same school. Their parents' parents went to the same school. So there's a cycle, diba, that's really tough. And it's a lot of systemic, you know.
See, imagine failure for that student that you were teaching.
Correct.
Is completely different from my failure.
Correct.
The degree in which you will feel that.
Like,
that.
Yeah. Like, what I was thinking is failure is relative.
Yes.
Yun na nga, like subjective. What I was saying in the start of the podcast, one man's trash is another man's treasure, diba? One man's failure is another man's success, diba?
Yeah.
It's not just the degree. It's also the type, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like, yun nga, we've established nga na failure is in different levels.
Yeah.
Our failure is very different from others. It is relative, but I think the one thing that keeps it all in place is that, you know, I think we have to look at failure as part of something. It cannot be the end for anyone, because, you know, you only truly fail when you quit. And that's regardless of if you're taking a test or if you're going through whatever, right? Like, it's the idea of having some sense of hope and positivity. Having a little bit of that, and no matter how dark things get, you have to reach out for that. If you can't see it, then you have to get it from someone else. And even like people who have any kind of distress in their lives, you have to reach out.
Yeah.
Because if that's it for you, then that's it. But you have to reach out. And I think that's a very important point to bring across, because to another point, we can't let people just drop like flies, right?
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah. And I gotta say, that's one of the things that I can attest to about Jaco, is that he really thinks about people he can help. Jaco is like an open book with regard to giving advice and stuff like that. And he'll always think about groups that he can help. So when Jaco says this, it's coming from a genuine place. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Disclaimer.
No, it's like,
he's not a toxic positivist. He's just nice.
He means it.
He means well. No, but it's true though, because I really believe that.
So is failure negative or positive? Depends on the failure. Depends on the context.
Depends on the failure. Yeah.
It depends on the context.
Yeah. And stitching that onto what I was saying, that failure is relative. So is success. Success is relative.
True.
Not only to the degree, but also to the type. And the next question is by Jan. Jan is asking, what is your greatest failure? And what did you learn from it? Boom.
Nice.
So for me, I really had to think about this one.
Hala.
So really, whoo. Hala. And you know what? I discovered that my greatest failure is the failure to acknowledge that every area of your life is affected by the other areas of your life.
You mean they're connected.
So my greatest failure is failure to realize or acknowledge that every area of your life has a domino effect into the other areas of your life.
So your failure is in not realizing that.
Not realizing that. Why? Because I tried to figure out what my greatest failure was. So I went through my memory of failures, and there's a lot of them, right? And I'm like, well, I failed in this area. And I'm like, well, you know, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't fail in this area.
Mm.
And I failed in that area because I failed in this area.
Mm.
And all of those failures were pretty great failures. Like, they were big, grand failures. But what I realized
after was how they were all connected. And had I given importance to that area at the time when I thought that'll be fine, then I wouldn't have failed in the other areas. Like, for example, something as simple as fitness, right? Let's say you're doing great with your financial situation. I would break it down into heart, mind, body, and soul, right? Those are the four main areas that I would like to break it down. Heart, mind, body, and soul.
Okay,
heart,
soul.
So heart are basically heart.
Danny!
Basically, heart are your relationships, not exclusively to romantic, but relationships in general, relationships with your family, your friends, anything to do with the heart, right?
To your
heart.
Venus.
Yeah. Whatever it is that you associate with other people or whatever, relationships, right? Mind would be, are you learning something new every day? Are you studying? Mm. Are you enriching yourself? Are you adding value to yourself? You know, all of those things. Heart, mind. Body is, yun na nga, fitness, diba? What are you eating? Are you sleeping right? Are you exercising?
Are you sleeping right, Danny?
Yun, diba? Mga ganyan. So,
are you
anyway.
Sleeping right, Danny? Or
did you fail okay. that?
Are you sleeping right, Danny?
And soul, diba? So, sa soul naman. Sa soul or the spirit, I would say is, yung relationship mo with your spirituality, diba? Whether or not you're a religious person, a spiritual, whatever you want to call it, do you have a relationship with your deity, your God, your, you know,
your higher power?
Are you enriching that area of your life? And why is that important? Because these four areas, whether you like it or not, if you're not consistent in just one of them, it's like a chink in your armor, you know? It's like you're allowing yourself to be vulnerable to failure because you do not prioritize one of these areas. And I have failed in all of the areas. I have failed in my relationship area. I have failed in my career / financial area or business. I have failed in my spiritual area, definitely. And I have also failed in my fitness, but it was probably the fitness that I didn't really put importance to at all, probably last year. And then when I decided to, alam mo yun, the weakest link, diba? When I decided to strengthen that link, all of the other links started strengthening by itself also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Charles Duhigg's The Power of Habit, he calls that a keystone habit. So like exercise would be like a keystone habit that has like a ripple effect, domino effect on all
on
other
everything.
Areas. Yeah. So especially that, right? Like what you eat and everything. So you've worked on your keystone habits.
Yeah. And it definitely did an effect on everything. And it's not to the point of logic pa nga sometimes. It's like, what does fitness have to do with making money or business? Mm. Like yun pala, like your fitness affects the way you think,
yep.
your sharpness of, you know, ganito, ganyan, and all of these,
as well.
Diba? And all of that does affect the other areas of your life. So to answer the question, what's your greatest failure? Yun again, my failure was to acknowledge the fact that all of these things are connected. And if there literally is a lesson to be learned from all of your failures / regrets, what we've been talking about, take this as something that you don't need to make this mistake.
Yes.
Just learn from me. Learn from me. I have put my hand in the pot of boiling water for you. And as you can see, it is red and full of boils. So do not do the same. So
do you get boils from boiling water?
I guess that's why they call it boiling.
Yeah, if you scald your skin, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if you think I'm talking mumbo jumbo here, listen to the last episode kasi kayo talaga.
Nagalitan mo po sila.
So my point is, that is my greatest failure. And I advise you guys to don't take lightly the areas in your life that you don't think are important. Because I'm telling you, they are.
They matter.
Yon.
Okay, yeah, Kuya Danny. Thank you, Kuya Danny.
Yes,
Justin, how about you? What's your biggest failure?
It's a hard question, man.
It is. The reason why I passed it on because I'm like, wait,
yeah, exactly.
About.
Exactly. And like,
I have one, but it wasn't mine.
Oh,
but the question is yours.
I know. But okay. So my greatest failure, I would classify it as my greatest failure just because society would see it as like a great failure on its own. I dropped out of school. Okay. So I dropped out of school when I was in second year high school. I didn't even get to get into my junior year. I didn't graduate high school. I never went to college. So that's seen as, that could be seen as my greatest failure. And what did I learn from it? I learned that what we tackled in the first question, it's not the end. You know, other people see it as like, oh my gosh, hindi ka nakapagtapos, you didn't finish school, right? So how do you survive and stuff like that? And I don't see it as my greatest failure technically. It's because so many things happened that I kind of had to drop out of school. I didn't do it like my choice. So my parents' studio burned down. We had to rebuild that one. We lost a lot of money in that studio, not to mention my college plan disappeared. It was part of that whole debacle a few years ago.
It
disappeared. So all of a sudden, like, we don't have money na nga for me to graduate. We didn't have money for my two younger siblings. And I don't even have money for college. What the heck am I going to do? And then the studio burned down. So I was like, okay, I'll drop out of school. I'll start working. So all of my parents were able to funnel what little money they had left so they can supplement my younger siblings' learning. Just because they're much younger. They needed it more than I did. And I could already work anyway. So I started working, and that is seen as a great failure to everybody else. But, you know, I was lucky enough to be born at the time that I was born and the internet started thriving. So when I left school, I learned that I can learn all these things on my own. You pay the school, so you have people specializing in these things to teach you. It's faster. But you can actually learn all of these things on your own. Remember when we did that Kahoot about psychology? I beat two of you. I beat two of you. I didn't even finish high school. And you guys graduated psychology in college.
I saw you light up talaga.
She had the fire.
I saw you light up when you realized it.
Even before that, she was like, I gotta win.
But you know what? That was one thing that I never put two and two together. I mean, I know you didn't finish high school, but that was something that was a moment. I mean, I know it's a Kahoot game, but it was a moment that told you, look, you can learn these things. I learned these things because whether I can, you know, deduce my answers or like because I've read it somewhere, it shows that, hey, look, in the outside world, it's really your own, you know, how you get through things personally that's going to keep you. And one angle of that as well, like one of my favorite, speaking of psychology, favorite psychological kind of concepts was multiple intelligences that we all have, I think it's Gardner, if I'm not mistaken. You have like, I don't know, like visual, spatial, musical, you know, kinesthetic. Stuff like that. Yeah. So we have different intelligences. And
that's what I meant, you know, by it varies not only in degree, but also by type.
No, but type. Inka had a talent then that she had from, you know, I guess also thankful to parents who have golden voices, you know, then you got this training, you know, you got it young. But you also learned everything that you needed to learn online. Yeah. And to a lot of people, especially right now, you're very privileged to have the information at your fingertips and to learn from it. It's free, right? It's like before, I remember stories of people who go to the library every day and try to read up and learn, right? But you do it online. Yeah. And so it's not that there's no excuse for it, but like Matilda, like Matilda. But I think that's what's beautiful about what to see here is because you're an example of basically what we're talking about, right? Like that society would deem that as a failure. Hey, you never finished school. There's nothing that you're going to be doing with that. But look at you now, right?
And it's like that experiment that Danny was talking about earlier. It's like me, because I didn't listen. And also my parents shielded me from that. They never said that you're never going to succeed. Imagine if I listened to all these people saying that you didn't finish school, you're never going to get anywhere.
Correct.
Kasi dehado ka na, talo ka na. Wala kang degree, wala kang diploma, wala kang ganyan. Anong gagawin mo? If I listen to that.
And here's another thing, okay? The reason why they say that is because their only view of success is that of being an employee, is that of being an employee and working in the corporate world, right?
That's out for me. I can never apply.
Well, actually.
Well, now I can, I guess.
Yeah, definitely now. I can. It's like a life experience kind of thing too.
The only diploma I have to my name is my grade school diploma.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, it's also the beauty of the craft, right? Is that like, you know, you really don't need it. And I was even watching an interview of Elon Musk recently, and he was just saying, you don't need it. You don't need a college degree. You don't need a high school diploma. What does that mean?
Whatever. I was just talking to Jill, my wife, about it. And I was just saying, like, hey, look, in today's world, even if you don't have the diploma for it, right, the master's degree for it, like, who would I rather hire, depending on the position? But, like, let's say the position was social media expert manager. Would I get someone who had a master's degree in it, or someone who's, you know, who has lived it, right, who is a social media star who wanted to go to work? Like, they might not have the resume in terms of, you know, in terms of an actual CV, but practical I would rather knowledge. Get them. Yeah, the practical knowledge would be something I'd weigh out, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, so I mean, today
that's
is...
That's why they say after your first job, it's experience that they look, not your degree.
Yeah. And you know, I always found it funny too. Like, so, you know, I was on radio, and so the number one course people think I took was broadcast, right? Broadcast communications. Oh, so broadcast, mass com, ganon. I'm like, no, yep. I took psychology and business management.
here it's like that, dude.
Yeah. But I've been bringing up Inka's story, actually, in a lot of conversations to a lot of people who would say that, you know, well, I haven't studied it, or I don't know this, or I'm not smart, or whatever it is. I'm like, dude, like, my radio partner, she didn't finish high school, she didn't finish college, but she's one of the most intelligent women that I know. You know, and it's true, and it's true. And that's just out of sheer...
Two out of two ka na, Justin, eh?
Will power.
Danny nag-iintay, eh?
Danny, ba? Let's see, ha? Baka meron. Baka meron. Kung sakali. You gotta play your cards right, bro.
they gave me the right
stories.
Play my cards out, pa.
Yeah.
Nah, but it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
And that is Justin's greatest failure.
Which one? Not complimenting.
Well, miss me out. But just to Justin's point, I didn't even know that about... I met Inka literally last year, literally around the same time last year. I didn't know any of that until I started getting to know her. But even from the first time we all talked, like, I was like, oh, that's a very talented, very intelligent person. Like, that's going to be something that's going to be big, right? Like, it's really about what you do with it, you know? Like, what do you do with that failure? If it's even a failure to you, right? It's an emotion. A failure is really more of a feeling rather than an outcome, you know? Like, if you feel like a failure, or you have the remnants of that feeling, like, what do you do with it?
Yeah.
Right? One of my favorite quotes of all time is, it's paraphrased now. It might not be my favorite anymore because I don't remember it verbatimly. But the greatest feeling in the world is like basically proving someone who told you that you can't. And I love that Inka brought that up.
I told
you so. Yeah, parang ganun. Like, I'll look it up. I'll get it right. But that's something that I harbored with me as I went along, because to me, I guess to be the next one up to answer, my biggest failure is comparing myself to other people in terms of success.
That's a good one.
You know what I mean? Like, I felt like, and that's why I was like, oh, tell me you can't. I'm gonna, you know, Michael Jordan it. And I took that, like, that Michael Jordan meme. Like, I was like that. Anything that, like, if someone said, like, oh, I can't do that or whatever, I used that anger as a way to prove them wrong. But then as I got older, I realized that the real success is being happy and being satisfied with what you have. That's what real success, and being happy for other people. Because it's easy to be happy for you, right? It's easy to be happy.
Yeah.
But to be happy for other people, that's when you know you've succeeded in life. Because it's, you know what I mean? Like, one that's actually real, because, like, also I'm like, I'm not naingit or whatever. But my biggest failure is really that mentality, is that I compared myself to other people that I felt like, oh, that person has 1 million subscribers, I'm a failure. And that kept pulling me down every time, because every time I look at, like, even Paperbug, we have 137,000 followers, but we were top 20 in the entire country at one point, you know, and now we're like, I don't know, thousands, right? And people always ask me, like, oh, this page should have more views, should have more likes, subscribers, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't, because we never meant it to be that. We just wanted to create videos.
Yeah.
I'm a success on that end because I was able to do what I wanted to do and prove other people wrong. And I'm happy with that. But yeah, that's also something that a lot of people who are listening, I guess, you have to really look at the idea of, you know, the grass is greener thing. To be honest, the grass is greener where you water it.
Oh, and, yeah, always.
You know, and you just be better and you be better and you just be better than you were yesterday.
Yeah, and everything. And that even applies to relationships.
Correct.
You know,
I
like
totally
when
agree.
People get bored in their relationships and they look at others, parang, and then other people entice them and then they want to, like, leave. You know what? It's greener where you water it.
Correct. And that's really why a lot of people keep quote-unquote failing, is because their measurement of success, they put it on someone else rather than on them. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense. Yeah.
But that's good. Sure. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Taking ownership for your failures is important. Not blaming it on circumstance, not blaming it on other people, just really taking responsibility from it.
That's
really
how you learn.
Yeah.
And to make your own opportunities. Because it's so easy to be, even for us, even for me, right? It's so easy to be like, and clients aren't calling me. I haven't received any DMs or emails from clients or whatever it is. Where, you know, we have networks. You can tap them. You know what I mean? You can create your own opportunity.
You know what's super funny, Jess? We were talking kasi the other day about, Nexus failure. This is my chat with Justin. I just opened it. We wanted to record this on Tuesday. And then me and Justin had a conversation just recently about, like, we were just kind of going at it. And then I just realized we were on the top 200, I think, at this point. Uh-huh. And then I had a reply that literally, like, I haven't sent it. Anyway, I was trying to show it. I didn't send it. And you know what it says? I just remembered it now. It says, I don't even know what the conversation is anymore. But I was like, yeah, man, you know, we have to learn how to celebrate the small wins.
Yeah.
Not like super big celebration, but just enough to acknowledge that there is progress from where we stood originally.
Yes.
Most creators forget that because they're so preoccupied with big movements, they forget about patting their own back.
Many instances that is to that point. Like,
I don't know why I wrote it.
The hare and the turtle, the bat. Yeah. That's one. And then I saw a meme na parang there's two ladders. Tapos yung isang ladder, yung mga tapakan.
Yung malalaking.
The gaps are further apart. And then there's one where the gaps are small. And the point of it is consistency, slow, consistent, little wins are always better than long strides that have a higher risk of failure.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So hard lesson.
I was looking at the message. I was like, there's one message I never sent.
There's not a single.
No, it's like, it's funny because when he read that, I was like, really? Like, how, that's in your drafts? That sounds like something you would write after being deep in thought.
No, it's not even, always deep in thought.
Deep in thought. It's not even a no. Then, it's not know, even on my
nice
draft.
Somber 2 a.m. moment. You know what I mean?
It was something that I was gonna send. It was just in type.
Like, give me the music. Justin, put music, and then Jacko read it again.
Jacko,
I think of the yeah man though, because that's kind of throws it off.
Okay.
Though.
Yeah, man.
We have to celebrate the small wins, not super big celebrations, but just enough to acknowledge that there is progress from where we stood originally. Most creators forget that because they're so preoccupied with big movements. And then I never finished the thing, so that was it. What a period that I'm for you. But I guess I was trying to say, I think it's because sometimes, because like when I talk to Justin about anything, whether it's like YouTube or whatever, so Justin was one of those people that he has moments na. And this is after you're saying nice things about us, diba? I'm just saying, like, this is Justin normally, at least how I know Justin ever since. You overthink certain things about the situation rather than looking at these little moments that where we win. Like, for example, we're talking about like the podcast, let's say. And then I'm like, look, we're number 191. We're number 180 today, right? Like, this is a small win that we should embrace. And I know we're lacking on a lot of things because we do have, like, what we were talking about, is because we haven't really scheduled anything. And every time we talk about this, but every time we kind of fail at, like, finding a schedule, you know, getting to post on time, and we still should. Doesn't mean we don't have to. But to me, it's always like, but look, like, if you look at where, I think it's because I've been looking at images and then I've been trying to look at old images. So I keep looking at my timeline from like 2017 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's something that I always try to talk to Justin about, whether it's YouTube or whether it's his vlogs or whether it's podcasts. I'm like, look how much we've grown from this. Look how much we've done from buying this thing or from recording.
No, I absolutely agree. Because like TikTok kind of spoiled a lot of creators by giving them millions of views, hundreds and thousands of views. And now the algorithm changed and everyone's freaking out because everyone's like, I'm shadow banned. But you know what? It's okay. Like, it's fine. You're not getting as much views as you did before. Whatever. It's okay. Yep. It happens. People are still watching your content. It's okay. Doesn't matter. Like, there was a guy, he was just like, I just got 500,000 followers. But like, oh my God, that's so konte. I'm like, dude, 500,000 followers, not everybody has that. It's okay.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I think you were talking to me about this, Inks. You were like, oh, my views were going lower and we were trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, look, like, you shoot for the moon, land amongst the stars kind of mentality na you've grown enough that you can make something out of it, right?
I was stressed about it. I was just like, ah. But then after I talked to you, after I talked to like other people, and I also kind of sat with myself and I'm just like, I was seeing it as a failure, right? I was like, oh my God, my channel is failing. But after a while, you know, I was just like, you know what? It's fine. Whatever. Mm. I like making content. So it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
This is what I love talking to Justin about, because we do have these conversations, like pretty much like our topic today, on a regular basis.
True. Yeah.
Right? Like maybe like what? Since that like one moment where me and Justin were at the beach, it sounds really romantic and all, but
Archie was there too. Happy birthday, by the way, Archie. It's his birthday today.
Anyway. Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Archie.
Yeah, it was me,
now,
Archie,
we were at the beach, we started talking, and then, me, Archie, and Justin talked until the sun was
rising. Your cousin,
like, rising.
Archie?
Yeah, Archie.
Aww.
Yeah, we were at a wedding, and like that's the first time I think I talked in length with Justin about like deeper topics like this and life and whatever.
Yeah,
and it's great because as much as we are very alike, we also have a lot of things that we can share. You know, like Justin has like the best work ethic. Like, you know, it's insane. You know, and that's something that I'm trying to learn. But like, and then me, I'm just, you know, Mr. Positive. You're gonna make it in life. No, but that's also part of like failure. Like whenever you feel that stuff, like when you're feeling, it's good what Inka said. Like I talk to Jaco, I talk to other people, because you know you have to realize it from different perspectives, because sometimes you're never gonna see it because the emotion attached to the failure is too rough and too soon that you don't get the right perspective that you need to succeed.
Yeah. So, talking to people really helped.
Yeah. For sure. Okay, well, just to respond to what Jaco was saying. Yeah, Jaco is a constant encouraging voice in my ear and to all of us, right? And me, I don't know, I'm always go big or go home, eh? You know what I mean?
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, Justin has always been like that.
Shoot for the stars.
You're gonna
always.
Do it.
That's me.
Do it.
So, which is what makes the show very interesting, right? Because like, I don't know, we kind of balance each other out, like all of us here, you know? Because here's the thing, right? Because for me, I'm always like, okay, we gotta do this, gotta be big, again. And then Jack was like, let's just start this. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, oh, that was fun. But we could have done this better. We could have done that better, whatever. So there, it just kind of balances out. We improve whatever it is. And then whatever system we have to further refine it, maybe branch out,
constantly,
get an intern or something like that. You know what I mean? But yeah. A recurring theme
it's
is the little things.
It's balance,
right?
The little things.
The little things are so important, yeah.
I think with that, Jess, what is your biggest failure, you think?
You know, I was going to jump off of Inka's answer related to school. Then yours was good too, about comparing yourself to other people. Because like, I would say that is my current biggest constant failure, is to always compare myself to other creators. And think to myself like, oh, I could make this fun video, but this guy did it first and like, it's so good, nah? You know what I mean? Like, I've always had that super competitive spirit in me. And it's done me some good, but it's also, you know, caused me a lot of anxiety too. So,
the
past couple of years, I've learned how to sort of just let things flow too and slow down. So definitely that presently. But back in the day, I would say my biggest failure was when I entered college, I actually entered as a scholar. So I had a full scholarship in my first term. But when I entered, I was also recruited by my student council political party org, right? And they're like, oh, you know, you should run for student council. You're smart. You're popular, whatever it is. And then we're going to make a change in the school and the nation, you know, stuff like that. And like, I was like, oh, great. That sounds like fun. That sounds cool. And so I went straight into it. So much so that I neglected my grades. And that term, I didn't meet the requirement to keep my scholarship. So I pleaded with them to give me another chance, I think. I'm pretty sure this is how it happened. And then the second term, I failed again. Like, a lot, you know? Because I was just like...
This is the time where your dad was yelling at you? Or not?
No. This is like 2 years before that. This was like freshman year of college. Like, the world is my oyster. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many possibilities. Left and right. You know, I could be friends with these people.
How did you get that scholarship? Here.
I was fortunate enough to have a tita who owned an organization that gave scholarships to people and stuff. So I had an interview with her. But she gave me really tough love the second time I failed, right? So she gave me a chance. right? My first term, totally 100% paid for. My second term, paid for because of, you know, my bargaining, my pleading. And then when I failed that again, she emailed me and she said, Justin, listen, I love you very much, okay? And you have been blessed with the gift of gab, meaning you can talk your way out of anything, right? But this is what I think would be the most loving thing I can do for you is to cut you off of your free ride so you can learn the hard lessons by yourself.
Galing.
And yeah. And so obviously it was a big failure to me because, you know, I had a freaking scholarship. I could have done that my whole college life, right? That would have been a great help to my parents and to my studies. You know, I wouldn't have had to look for work and whatever.
But we would have never... LOA'd.
Yeah, exactly.
We would have never braved the storm together, brother.
Exactly. It was because of that. It was because I lost that.
I would have been all alone. I would have been all alone, Justin.
It was because, like, yeah, it's because I lost that scholarship and had to find tuition for myself, you know, and help my parents, you know, they helped me out the first couple of years till I eventually paid for the whole thing. But because of that, I had to look for opportunities and I had to become a harder worker and be more resourceful and stuff like that. Yeah. So
that's probably the best lesson you could have gotten.
Would you say that was your turning point to bounce back from that major failure?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
For sure. For sure. Thank you, Tina Villegas, for that question. That was definitely my turning point to bounce back from a major failure in my life. And here we are.
I think what's good about today's episode is that we were able to also unearth a lot of personal, whether it's hangups or whether it's realizations. Because, it's hard to see certain things with that failure cloud over you. It's hard to see perspectives. It's hard to see what you're doing wrong because you're so deep into what you did wrong rather than what you could do right. So, yeah. So
Tune in for our next episode entitled Redemption.
Redemption, failure part two.
Really great questions coming up.
So, in next week's episode, we're going to pick up where we left off. Inka is going to be...
Is going to bounce back.
She's going to bounce back. Tell us about...
Bounce well.
No. Bounce well, it ends well. And with that, thank you guys so much, though, for sending your questions. We do have a Facebook group now, specifically for this podcast's listeners, right? Where you guys can discuss amongst yourselves. Class, discuss amongst yourselves. What did you learn from this episode?
What did you do?
I like that.
How can
answer the same questions that we answered.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
I mean, whether you write it out or you just answer it for yourself, I think as long as you use that to get better, that's always a good idea.
Yeah.
There you go. So do look for it on Facebook, okay? It's On Call with Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka. Podcast.
So creative.
Podcast. Okay. That's the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, follow On Call with Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka on Facebook, just the page, because we do our live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Well, now 9, I think. Well, we're going to be like 8 to 9.
We'll see. We'll figure it out.
And of course, follow us on Spotify, because we're now on the top 200, and we have some, a little bit of like goals to, you know, go where Inka's podcast is.
We can do it.
Yeah, so if you do enjoy the show, please do send us a message on our whatever, right? Emails. We've been getting such great emails from people.
Yeah.
We've also been getting great feedback in our Instagram stories. Do tag us because we do post it if ever we do see it. So
screen record clips of your favorite like quotes that you hear from us.
And then
tag us. Yeah.
Correct. And then we can share that.
That's right. Yeah. So you can email us. It's oncallwithjjd@gmail.com. And you can find us online at oncallwithjjd, at Justin Quirino for me.
At Jacko De Leon for me.
At Danny Moini for me.
And at Inka Magnaya for me.
On Call. With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.